Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Time for Zanti Swanepoel and her story. We can't wait. We're excited. She's standing by. Oh, here she is. Hello, Zanti. So you're living in Gauteng, which is now kind of like an island. Nobody can leave and nobody can go in.
What can we say? It's like you say, we are now an independent province.
Yeah, with bodyguards at all of the entry and exit points. It's either very bad or it's very good. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. Should I feel good about it, or should I feel like an inmate or a celebrity? I'm not sure. I'm a bit confused.
I like that. You know, there's one thing that you said way back in the day that I'll never forget. You know, you can't fly a kite under a mat. Something like, you've got a much better way of saying it. The Afrikaans way is much better. But yeah, we've got to try and see what good we can find in these things. And it starts with our mentality. Your husband, Lawrence, helps us with that. Often we were talking about changing our mentality after all of the things we're seeing in the news. Ons nou lus vir 'n ordentlike stukkie van die woord en van 'n storie om ons bietjie te help, want ons koppe gaan bietjie mal, ons koppe raas vandag.
Oh, I'm telling you, ek sê mos daai hamsterwieletjie is on super drive. But you know what? That is maybe why my theme this morning will help or Good. Make sense, because I thought, let me share this morning what I do when I cannot make sense of things. Because as you know, we plan to go to Knysna in December, like we always do. And then we got this devastating virus and we were ill for 2 months. So we couldn't go.
Yeah.
So then we plan to go now. I should have actually sat there at this moment. And yet again, we are not there. And sometimes you can get so frustrated and you can get so despondent. En jy kan amper net vir die Here sê, maar wat nou en hoe nou? And that's why my theme this morning is, what should we do when God does not make sense? En ek dink ons mag sulke goed vra. So as ons saam met die Here wandel, if we walk under his wing, and it's so beautiful when God says we should be under his wing, because when we're under his wing, we are also next to his heart. And that's a place of two things. It's a place of safety, and it's a place of security, where I can know that I'm close to his heart, and everything will happen like it should happen for my good. But I think we are living in times now, Brad, and you and Naomi and all the listeners will agree that we have far more questions than we have answers.
Yeah.
And the questions just pile up and the answers become little. And if we find ourselves in a position like that, die enigste manier hoe ek weet om hierdie goeie te prosesseer en om deur dit te werk wanneer niks vir my sin maak nie, is twee versies wat ek vanoggend vir jou wil voorhou. It is my lifelines when God does not make sense. Firstly, it says in Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6, a trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. So as ek voel soos wat ek die laaste tyd voel, dan weet ek, I am not going to even give my own understanding a thought. Yeah. I am going to trust. In Korintiërs 13 vers 12 staan daar, now we see things imperfectly, as in a cloudy mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God knows me completely. So te midde van al hierdie storms, te midde van al hierdie vrae en die min antwoorde, I have to know that everything I see, everything I know, everything going on around me, I see imperfectly, I see partial and incomplete. But praise God that I know him. Praise the Lord that I know the one who sees it complete. fully understands everything, and I can trust in him. Sophia sê, ons lees so baie die versie in Jeremia 29 vers 11. Dis al deel van ons wese. But what we sometimes forget is Jeremiah 29 verses 11 was not written when everything went honky-dory and everything was perfect and great with the people of God. He actually gave them this word when they were in captivity and they were in a terrible space and place in time. And maybe we can relate to them with what we are going through now. We are not in a comfortable place. We have been stretched, we are pushed, but we are not torn. We are not broken because we are put together and held together by the one who knows us better than we know ourselves. But it was in this terrible, challenging times that God gave his people the following. He said, "For I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not evil, to give you hope in a final outcome." It was in a devastating time in their lives when God gave them this word. And it is in this challenging, terrible times that we are living in now that also will pass. But while we are in the storm, God says to us, "But I still know the plans I have for you. I still know them. You might not know them. You might not understand them. You might not even see them now. But I know them. And I am honor my word towards you. As God nie sin maak nie, he still gives you a promise."
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a story that I often remind myself of. This story gives me a bit of perspective of when things do not make sense. I always say our lives is like a soap opera,
yes,
but we are just in one, yeah, the drama of all of that. But we are just in the one scene. And sometimes when we look at these soapies, we would say to one or the other actress in it, "But don't do that because you can't see what's happening in that house. You can't see what they are discussing. So
yes,
don't do that. If only you knew that, we see the whole thing." And I sometimes, not sometimes, that is how God sees it. He sees everything. But we are just bound to our own little scene. But if we trust him, he knows what is happening in the scene next to us. I want you listeners for ochend om yourself in te dink in hierdie story in the medieval times. I want you to see a king of a huge kingdom, and he's got a slave on his right-hand side. But he truly loves the slave, and the slave has got so much favor with the king. He loves the king. And they go out into battle, as they did in the medieval times. So they go out battle after battle, and they come back victorious. And every time they go out to the battle, and every time they come back, the slave says to his king, his friend, "God is good, God is faithful, his work is always perfect." Mm-hmm. And then the king comes back in an hour, you know, he hosts a big celebration in the kingdom, stating that this is my slave, this is my friend, and I believe him, that his God is good, his God is faithful, his God is always perfect and does nothing wrong. But one day they went out to the field and they had this huge battle with another kingdom. And the king himself came into the battle and his finger was chopped off.
Hmm.
And he was, you can just think, not happy chappy.
Yeah.
So he went back to the kingdom, terrible in thunder of anger. And he said to the kingdom, "This is my slave who always tells me that his God is good and his God is faithful and his God is perfect, but his God allowed my finger to be cut off in battle. And I will put him in the dungeon until he dies." So he threw the slave in the dungeon with no food, just a bit of water, and he left him there. And then he went out in another battle without the slave. And in this battle, he lost his whole army. They were all killed, and only he survived.
Hmm.
And the kingdom that caught them had a tradition that if they catch the king, they offer him to their gods. So they made this huge firewood, and they wanted to burn the king and offer him as a sacrifice to their gods. But then they noticed he didn't have a finger. And their gods don't take any sacrifice that is not complete. So they chased him away because he had no finger, one finger lost or missing. When he got to his kingdom, he immediately took out his slave and he said, I am so sorry. He went on his knees before the slave and he said, I understand now why your God allowed my finger to be chopped off. Because if it was not for that, which I cursed him for, I put you in a dungeon for, I would have been sacrificed to their gods today. He says, but what I don't understand, my friend, is I've heard you every time I just listen to you in the dungeon. I've heard you sing your Lord's praises. You have no food, little water, pitch dark. How can you still say that your God is good and perfect and faithful if that is your circumstance? And the slave said, my dear king, my God is still good and faithful and perfect because I would have been in that battle with you. I would have been on your right-hand side, and I have all my fingers.
Sure.
I'm going to leave you with that today. The slave's life was also saved because he would have been sacrificed in his king's place. And the finger was chopped off to protect his life. We do not see the end of this yet. But what we can know today is that everything and all things will work in our favor, even if it doesn't make sense. Even if you lose a job that you thought you would keep, even if you lose your health that you thought you would keep, even if you lose somebody you love that you thought would be healed. Difficult words. Words that are, I say it with so much respect, because it's holy ground. But in all of this, our God is still faithful, is still good, and will work everything out in your favor. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.